What are you OMG-ing for?
Are we about to start?
Yeah, we started.
Oh my God.
You all right?
Yes. I'm ready.
You ready? Ready for your close-up?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I thought you was Miss Hang at the Get Ready because I stay ready.
Okay, I am. Now, I do stay ready. However, I'm typically ready behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's it. But I got it. Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
You have faith in me?
Yeah, that's why you're here. I mean, if not, then, you know, fuck it.
Oh, period. Okay. Be your own husband.
Damn. I said I have faith in you like shit.
Oh, man. Okay. Right.
They only remember the bad.
Oh, my God.
Hey. So, same damn. Okay.
No, I said hey.
Oh, okay.
You got a point.
Oh, check me out having a point. It's on camera. Y'all seen it.
So, you make points.
I make points?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. It feels good to hear you say that shit.
Because I know
I make points.
You make points. Sometimes.
Yeah, I ain't say I was right all the time or no shit like that.
Okay.
Nobody is. Except like Neil deGrasse Tyson or some shit like that.
Or I was going to say Morgan Freeman, but he did something.
Nice. He's just like young girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're underage or not. I don't want to put that
no,
on. He's one of our great blacks. You know how they do us.
I know. We don't want to tear him down.
The voice of God.
Not Mr. Clark.
He black. Mr. Clark.
He's Mr. Clark to me.
Oh, man. I want to ask you this. What is the difference between a butch and a stud? In your words.
They're the same, aren't they? What is the difference? I don't feel like there's... I don't think there's any black butch. I think all black masculine lesbians are studs.
So it's a white or black thing. Like,
I guess I never thought
white lesbians is butch and black ones is studs.
Yeah, cause are there white studs?
That'd be crazy. You see a white stud, like, what's she dressed like? Like, would she be like, damn, what would a white stud look like? That'd be nuts. Like, I guess she
basketball
would have to.
Basketball shorts.
Like, she can't have waves.
A buzz cut.
That's butch.
Okay. So they're the same.
So she had braids.
Okay. Now, hold on. That's cultural appropriation.
But she a stud.
Braids are related to the African culture, not
but
you, sexuality.
But you got, if you are, okay, so she gonna dress like a nigga, J's, Jordans,
yeah.
I don't know what these niggas wear, Balenciaga, and like a polo.
I mean, right, I was gonna say she could wear like button down shirts, a polo, like.
But what her know, hair gonna look like though?
She gonna have a buzz cut, or
but
she
that's,
what?
Yeah, I know, but that's butch.
Okay, well, she can, like, have one of those bowl cuts.
Bowl? Like, she gonna look like one of the Three like Stooges? Jonathan, like, Mo?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas from
Old wow! Not 93. I don't know. I'm trying to think what is... Okay, what do she look like John B?
She would be an amazing...
Oh, no. Cause you know the white dude with swag hairstyle is like cut off on the side with the little woo woo woo.
Yeah, like they
so
got
she'll
good
have
hair.
That, and then she just have her little satchel, or whatever the fuck that shit the Ashford be wearing.
Ashford stuff.
Why? I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
You can cut that
but,
out.
No. Let's start the show.
People on that goofy shit.
I hate them.
There's people out here tweaking, bro.
I hate them.
If you ready for the show, say
I hate them.
Say
I hate them.
Say
I hate them.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
On some CJ-ish.
And D is still out on leave. So we got somebody else here sitting in the seat to hold down the fort, man. We got the lovely, my wife. She's going by Mars tonight. So shout out Mars.
Thank you for having me, Derek. First of all, can I start by saying something to D? I just wanted to say happy belated birthday.
Wow.
No, seriously. So you told me that he went out of town for his birthday.
Like, yeah.
He went to DR. Turn up. That was it. I didn't know that that was his birthday. And that was my indication to send a text. So I just want to tell you happy birthday.
4 weeks later.
Oh, my God. It's just embarrassing.
Oh, man. How you been, man?
I've been good.
Like, how's this week been for you? I know it's been pretty eventful.
I mean, the week has been a week of recovery, I think.
Okay.
You know, my puffs were in town, my girls. Man.
Shout out the puffs.
High school besties and all that. And my godsons were here, so we had them staying with us. I mean, it was an amazing time. It was refreshing. So thank you for accommodating us and, you know, being cool.
You know, I try to be a good nigga.
You succeed. You succeed most of the time.
Oh, man. I'm so glad this is all getting recorded.
Hey, come on. I would not be with you if you weren't.
Oh, man. Okay. So you just been recovering from all the fun and all that shit?
Pretty much. And just working, you know? Always working.
Working. The working woman. Company man.
I am a company man because it's my company. Okay.
Nigga, tell them. Man, what are you talking about?
No. I mean, you know what's up.
Okay. So all in all, just recover from the fun time. I know how that shit is.
Yes.
You know, being the old nigga I am.
Listen, you want to talk about, we went to the Big Bounce America. Oh. So I took your 3-year-old and then we had some.
She's mine now.
You have no idea how exhausting it is to be like walking around in the hot sun on those bounce inflatable things. Like you're working your core the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not in shape. That was crazy.
Yeah, when y'all said y'all was going, I was like, oh, shit, okay.
I really didn't know what I was getting into. It just looked colorful and cute, and I just felt like Brave would enjoy it. But I was in hell. Literal. It was not good.
Oh, man.
But the kids had a great time.
That's what it's all about. That's all it matters, man.
Yes. And he rose. You know, we celebrated he Easter. Rose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out to Jesus.
Yeah, sure.
Why not, man? Right?
He watch all the time.
Exactly.
He be telling me what to say.
He's here right now.
Yeah.
Period.
He be like, don't say that shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I'm going to say it. No, I say, he be saying, don't say that shit. I be like, I'm going to say it.
Oh. See? Because I be praying to, I be like, please.
He knows my heart.
He does.
Yeah, man. My week been cool, man. You know, short week, shorty. I love a short week and all that.
I love your short weeks.
I know you do.
They're my favorite
Me
ever.
Me too, man. We can agree on that as a family. Everybody fucks with it. Even Baby Brave. We all, I can't call no baby. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we short week. So, you know, I've been getting shit done.
Yeah.
In the gym consistently and shit like that. Still off the fried chicken for real. Even though I had a couple of little wings and shit like that. But that don't count.
That don't count.
Yeah. I ain't bad.
Okay.
I ain't bad. Well, and technically, but you know.
Excuse me. How did you come about the little wings?
They was there.
Oh.
They was in the kitchen.
Okay.
A big ass pan.
Oh. Were they good?
Yes.
Oh. They did. What if they weren't?
How are they not going to be good? Have you had fried chicken, my nigga?
I mean, of course.
When the last time you had some bad fried chicken?
Well, every time I have it, your mama made it, and it's always amazing. So I haven't had, I guess I could say I've never had bad fried chicken, to your point. Wow.
Mm, I had some before.
Really?
Yeah. It was, and it wasn't the chicken fault. It was, excuse me. So this is in college, and the four of us roommates, and my boy Kelvin, shout out Kelvin.
Hey, Kelvin.
His friend, I forgot her name, but I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
She had been staying there because she got, like, her financial aid got fucked up. So she was, like, staying on the couch or whatever. And then after a while, motherfucker's like, so, when you, what's going on with you? When you leave? Shay, that was her name. So.
No names.
That ain't her real name. I forgot her real. Okay. I do know her real name. I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. When you leaving, you know, it's, you know, no, you cool. But, you know, I'm just trying to, like, what's going on?
Okay.
So one day she was like, I'm a cook for y'all. You know, y'all been real nice for me and all that shit. We was like, bet. She fried some chicken. That shit was raw. And I don't mean it in no good way. It was raw on the inside. We was like, oh, man.
What?
And I felt bad. And my other roommate was like, she got to go. She got to go.
It's a violation.
Shout out Amo.
Go. It's the last straw.
He was like, she got to go.
She can't be trusted.
I was wow. like, oh, man. And then, niggas ended up kicking her out and shit on some, like, I felt bad.
Do you think she did it on purpose?
No. You know, man, you know motherfuckers think, some people that think they can cook and can't cook, it was one of them situations and shit, which I've been in a few times, man.
I mean, you got to find a way to tell them, I feel like. They're the close loved ones, the mamas, the cousins, the sisters, I'm mad at y'all. Like,
to the mic.
I'm mad at their friends and family for not telling them that they can't cook because the rest of us have to suffer when they bring their dish and they're proud and like you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
You got to sneak and like cover your plate.
Because I fucked up some dishes before, but I knew I fucked it up.
Yeah.
I knew. I was like, hey, man, this ain't came out right. It didn't come out right. This happened one other time with one of my ex-girlfriends. She had cooked for me and my boy Ron. Shout out, Ron.
Mm.
And she made some steak and mashed potatoes and shit. Mashed potatoes are straight. Steak was tough and rubbery as fuck and like not really seasoned. And we was high. He was like, damn. He looked at me. He was like, man, I know that's your girl and shit. I was like, don't say shit else. I know what you're saying. It's all good. Let's just thank you. You know, nigga's still grateful, but like, she ain't have to cook no more.
Don't cook no more. Yeah.
You want me to? Nah, I'm straight. I got some noodles up here and shit. You know, I'm decent.
Oh my God.
Appreciate you though. But yeah, my week's been good. That's what we was on.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, man.
It's been nice having you around the house.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding on that. I'm kidding on that one.
I bet, you know, it's just kind of nice to be looking eye to eye with you. Like.
Oh, because I'm taller than you?
Yeah, and I have your undivided attention right now. So it's kind of cool.
You don't have it no other time? We're not going to bring our shit into this. All right,
another
man.
Episode.
Before we get into Black History in the Making, let's shout out our sponsor, Stogie Tobacconist. Stogie Tobacconist, premium cigars for the culture. Respect the smoke.
Smoke something, bitch.
As you can see on the ticket right here, go to StogieTobacconist.com. Hit them up for their premium cigars. And hit them up for their mobile cigar lounge for your next event. I'm having a real tough time because usually it's a tag team with me and DB saying it. No, I'm not telling you to do it. But last time it was whooping my ass. But anyway, hit them up for the Mobile Cigar Lounge and the D special that he brought up himself. If you book with them and you mention either my name.
What?
D's name.
What?
Or I Ain't Going Show.
What?
You'll get 12 premium cigars. For the free.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
I like that. Shout out to Stone.
They said it. It's recorded. They meant it. So holla at them.
It's not too good to be true.
No.
Okay.
It's not. All right, man, let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, we want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point. Amen. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. So we got some young dudes, man, out here, 21-year-old Yale students. Okay. Let's get the names right. Nathaniel Johnson and Sean Hargrove aren't just thinking outside the box. They're building a whole new one. Two Yale juniors recently raised $3 million in just 14 days. Amazing. To launch Ceres, an AI-powered networking platform that challenges everything we think about how to social media, man. Shout them
out. That's amazing. So they're 21. They go to Yale.
Yeah.
These are Black guys.
Yes.
Wow. $3.1 million. That's insane.
In 2 weeks.
I can't. Are you on this app? Have you been there?
No. I just found out about it today.
Okay.
So I'm going to get on it, of course, see what's going on. Every time like we have this, I try to like go and see what it is and try to support and all that type of shit. Because it's like, this is great shit that people are doing. And
right.
Spotlight needs to be on them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out to them.
Shout them out, man.
Amazing.
All right, man. Let's get into That Just Happened.
That Just Happened.
So, you ever been to the Sugar Factory?
Yeah.
For real?
The Sugar Factory, I mean...
You been here or you been back at the crib?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I went
okay.
to Chicago. I mean, it's just bright. It's colorful.
That's right up your alley.
It's extremely sweet. I mean, a little too sweet.
It's in the name.
There's a lot of dry ice. But yeah, I think the last time I was there, I was with Ty. So, yeah.
Looking at Ty. Can you eat dry ice?
I don't think so, but I feel like I've received multiple drinks in my life that have dry ice. So
you just drink cans.
It's not in the drink, though. I don't.
Oh, it's outside. Oh, it ain't in the. Oh, okay.
I don't
okay.
know how they do it, but now I'm going to have to ask.
I heard you touch that shit, it burn your fucking skin.
That's
and shit
what I'm saying.
Like that.
So I know you can't drink that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that smoke is. I got to look it up.
Well, I'm going to be playing a clip on the side of her as we talk about this. The Sugar Factory in Atlanta accidentally got three kids drunk.
Excuse me? What do you mean? How does that happen?
So three little girls were out with their parents and they had a mocktail.
Right.
And, you know, it looked like a regular drink, but, you know, it's supposed to be juice and all that shit. They drinking it. They like had a little, the lime on the side was gummies. Uh-huh. They was happy about it and all that shit. Next thing you know, it was a real cocktail and they got drunk as hell and 911 had to be called.
Okay.
And yeah.
Insane.
So who are you blaming? Because in the comments, they was like, they did a little poll. Mm-hmm. Is it the restaurant? Is it the mom? Is it both of them?
It's the restaurant. Are you kidding? How could it possibly be the mom? The restaurant. The mom ordered the mocktail, right?
Yeah.
She expected a mocktail to come. Why would she suspect that they would give her children real alcohol?
Yeah, because they can't be no older than 5.
Come on. So there's no confusion here. And then I would think the kids would say something, but to be fair,
they don't fucking know.
Well, I mean, alcohol is normally strong, but the drinks are so sweet. Oh my God, they're so sweet. Maybe they didn't notice. That's wild, though.
They was fucking them up. They was fucking it up.
They had to call 911?
Yes, they was in the back of the ambulance and shit.
Probably getting IV fluids and things. Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's crazy. But how could it be the mom's fault?
I'm going to blame the restaurant too. Because it's like, I don't taste everything that we give our daughter.
Right.
Like, I don't expect to go like get some shit from Chick-fil-A and this motherfucking 211 in this bitch.
You know what? I actually do taste her food.
I'm Are you mommy taxa?
Well, for sure. But I typically taste her food. Like, when I make something for her, I taste it first.
Mommy tax.
Yeah.
I be taxing the fuck out of her. If it's some shit I like, yeah. Give me one of them nuggets, G.
Remember Wendy sent some fruit snacks with that jacket she sent for Brave?
Yoink.
Thank you.
And she told your ass, don't eat them.
Listen.
But she told me, and your ass ate them.
They're gummies. It's not good for her teeth. She's too young.
She ain't gonna have them teeth. No way. Them random teeth. She gonna get some new teeth.
That's true. I just love fruit snacks.
What would you do in that situation, though? Like, if we went out, gave Brave mocktail, and then all of a sudden, she fucked up.
I am going to set it off in that bitch. What the fuck do you mean? My daughter.
Police! Help!
Arrest all of these hoes. Like, what are you saying right now? And I'm going to get paid. Oh, we suing. For sure, for sure. Like, can you imagine how horrifying that is? Like, you're just having a nice dinner or lunch with your baby. And then the next thing you know, like, they're passing out on the floor. Like, what is, how terrifying is that for a parent? I'm traumatized.
He passed
it. I mean, come on. They had to call the ambulance. These kids was drunk. What?
They little livers was like, yo.
Hello? Come on. What type of brain damage has happened? Like, man.
Damn.
I'm just saying, they're still developing.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we got to get paid if that happened. Brave College is paid for.
How much was your, how old were you when you had your first drink?
Oh, my God.
Your mama ain't going to watch this?
Of course not. I think I was probably 12.
Okay.
You know. What's that, like 7th grade, 8th grade?
7th?
Yeah.
7th, 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little sour apple pucker. Never hurt nobody, you know.
Your ass robbed the liquor cabinet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At my friend's house.
Oh, yeah. The cool mom.
The cool.
Like on fucking, what's that movie? Mean Girls?
Yes. Except she wasn't weird. Like, she really was cool.
Oh, okay.
Loved her.
I think I was like 8 and I snuck some of my mama 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
It was cool. You know, my mama was like, she was like, what the fuck? And then I was talking a lot and she was like, oh, your ass.
So you had enough to get drunk.
Yeah, I was sneaking and geeking. Like, I was sitting on the floor and she was like doing something, watching a movie or some shit like that. I was like, shit. This tastes like a weird apple juice.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next question. Like, did it taste sweet to you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 40, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
I was like, yeah, this is decent. She was like, I think I had like that much of it. And she was like, man, it is what it is. I mean,
what can you do?
I'm not finna call them. And they're not finna take you away.
Right. I'm not gonna call the police on myself. We just gonna have fun tonight, I guess.
Oh, man. Let's get into some more parenting shit, man.
Fine.
Got a little video to show y'all. Here go.
This is a situation in question. A woman with something in her hand chasing after a 12-year-old over a Little League football game. The child running away with his hands in the air.
This is ridiculous. Like, how could you get that angry at a kid's game? Your son plays football. They tackle each other. That's just the name of the game. How can you get that upset to chase him, and not only chase him, but curse him while you're chasing him?
It was the first game of the season for the Southside Ravens. They were up against the Northwest Gorillas. The game was cut short after just a few minutes of starting.
Like, yeah, he was okay. I picked him up and everything, and he was actually trying to shake my hand after the play. Until, I guess, his mom started chasing me.
An incident report by the Youth Football and Cheerleading League uncovers the parent in question was found in violation of multiple code of conduct policies. The YFF calling the woman a substantial threat to the environment.
Hey, if you cannot control your emotions that much, that you get that upset, then you don't need to be around kids. But no, nobody has said anything to me.
She has since been banned from all events and activities permanently, and so have the rest of her family and children.
I hate that her son has to suffer. I hate that team has to suffer because we don't hate them. We do this for fun.
The woman will need to pay a $200 fine, and so will her son's former team, the Northwest Gorillas, for $500 for not controlling the sideline.
If this was my mama, I'd be so blue, G. Like, you are setting me up for fights and it's ridicule, dog.
Sick. It's sickening. What are you saying? Like, parents gotta chill. You know what I mean? Your kids.
You ain't dull.
These parents have got to relax. The sports, the get, like, it's about the kids. This is not your time to shine. Like, and nobody is out to hurt your child, even though it's been some weird stuff happening lately in the world of sports.
But
in this case, like, come on. It's football. People are going to get tackled. It is rough.
Yeah.
Control yourself.
He going to get rocked. That's why you put him out here.
Exactly.
Rock or get rocked. That's what football is.
I mean, I might not want my son to play football, but
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Or don't go to the games. But you got to regulate your emotions out here in these streets. What is happening?
Like, I get protecting your kids, but like, how much is too much? Like,
protecting this, from what though? We're playing a game.
This thing got on pads.
He's fine.
He got up. Ain't nobody slammed on his neck.
They said that he was trying to shake his hand.
Yeah, it was a good hit. What the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully there were no mental health issues.
Yeah, that lady needs to work on her mental health.
Something wasn't right.
It's always crazy to me how parents like openly talk about beating up other people's kids.
They do.
And I want to preface this by saying nobody should be hitting nobody or no shit like that. Like, of course morally, not. You should not be hitting nobody unless it's self-defense. But it's crazy that some people think it's more acceptable to hit a child than a woman.
Wow. Some people think it's more acceptable to hit a child than a woman.
Yes.
I would say all black people. Do you know?
God damn.
Do you know how disgusted everyone in my family is? Everyone in our family. Like, I don't, my side for sure anyway. Like,
oh yeah, my answer for grandma.
That we not whooping. I mean, I've tried it. But anywho, I'm just saying, most black people think it's okay to hit children, I think.
If I hit Brave, they'll be like, all right. If I hit you, niggas will be like, yo. What the fuck?
Well, I mean, to be clear.
They was doing the same shit.
Okay. See, there's a difference. All right. One is being done in the name of discipline. Allegedly.
Okay, so is the other one.
No.
She was acting up.
No. That's not how that go. A woman and a child are not the same thing.
They not.
Yeah. We're equals in this, so you can't discipline me.
I know
you know. And I want you to tell everyone else as well.
What? That I don't be hitting you? Everybody knows that. What the fuck is you talking about? That'd be front page news. This nigga whoops ass.
Okay. Absolutely never.
We all know the people that we know that whoop ass. And I'm not one of them.
You're not, babe. Thank you.
I'm not trying to square off with people, daddies and brothers.
I don't know.
In jail.
Especially over nothing. Like, at least let it be justifiable. Like, are you being bullied? Is somebody hitting you? Is somebody stealing from you? Like, some extreme stuff, but...
What you think about old girl that stole on that street reporter?
Oh, my God. Now, while that was absolutely hilarious, because I didn't see that coming. I'm like, is this a skit? She was wrong, obviously.
Well, yeah.
And the lady, I think she sent the police to her house, and I don't know what happened, if she got arrested or what, but I don't blame her. I'm going to press all the charges. I don't even know you.
Look, we established that she was wrong, right?
Okay, yes.
You can't be in New York antagonizing New Yorkers.
Yeah, I wouldn't have handled the interview that way at all if I was
You don't
her.
Know her.
Exactly.
You ain't read the signs.
You got to read the room.
I seen she was getting pissed. I didn't think she was going to found her, though.
And then she kept taking her words and twisting them around.
Yeah,
like
people
that.
Don't like that shit. Especially like that. Niggas they don't know. Like, that's a, I feel threatened.
Actually, you're disrespecting me now.
Ugh.
She literally felt disrespected, and so she had to do what she had to do. I get it. Shout out to both of them. Well, not the one that was.
At what age can we is it no longer, is there no age, is it no longer cool to hit somebody out of feeling disrespected?
I mean,
not morally, just in general. Because we've all been there where it's just like, say something else.
I mean, look, I feel like that should not be happening beyond the age of 18. I am so sorry.
Okay, okay. Like, that's fair. That's
you
fair.
You should know how to control yourself by now.
I give niggas 25 because your frontal lobe don't develop until then all the way. I give you 25.
I guess since you want to be scientific about it.
I mean, I'm just trying to bring some type of facts to this place that we don't fact check for real.
Due diligence.
A little bit, man. All right, we back. We still in the parents and we still in the school shit, man.
Oh, man.
Listen to this hot fire.
All this big, fat, fat ass nigga do is eat. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, fuck you. Where you go, Steve? Says you from the streets, but you ain't let a real nigga eat. Trying to crush my dreams, so I don't give a fuck what you think. Nigga, fuck you. And that sorry ass football team. Nigga, fuck y'all. And everybody that snitched on me. Say I'm crazy. I'ma make you fuck. Niggas learn. Benjamin, don't say a word. I'll make your big back ass bite the curb. Fuck what you heard. I'm the realest nigga in this bitch. Fuck that. Ass nigga, fuck that nigga Benjamin. Change his name to Ben a fuck. That nigga been a bitch, I'll beat his ass, don't need no switch. I strike and hit, bitch, I won't miss, cause you ain't dodging this. I'ma beat his ass, drop a diss, and then I'll take his bitch. Get a body bag or save his ass, cause I ain't sparing shit. I'm a scorpion, you try this shit like we ain't poisonous. We are venom, let there be carnage. Take over this shit, real quick and start.
Alright, so that was a diss track from a high school student who was beefing with another high school student, and he got arrested over that shit.
I just don't understand what was the crime exactly.
So let me read what we got here. 18-year-old Cortez Lyle, a high school football player in Georgia, was arrested on terroristic threat charges after posting a diss track on Instagram. According to Fox 5 Atlanta, Lyles recorded the diss track in November after an alleged altercation with a teammate at Heritage High School. His parents had advised him against physical retaliation, leading him to respond through music instead. The video, which contained explicit language, led to his arrest in late February after the other student's mother pressed charges. In an interview with Fox News, Lyles' father even referenced the ongoing Drake versus Kendrick beef. This track is going viral on Twitter and I'm not calling it X, Twitter and TikTok,
period,
amassing millions of views. So,
okay.
I ain't gonna lie. If this was my kid, I'd be disappointed in the language, but I'd be proud about how he went about it, like in a non-violent, like channeling his anger. Like, yeah. Okay, y'all told me not to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing this.
Right. And I would actually respect the approach.
Keep it on wax, right?
Yes, exactly. He can respond if he wants to, this other guy, if he so chooses. But I would respect that my child put it kind of in social media so that it could embarrass him in front of as many people as possible. Because that's
big
the goal, right?
Bitch.
Is he a lineman or something? A lineman?
I don't know. But
oh my gosh.
Yeah. We can tell by these charges. And how they haven't shown the other child. What is the complexion of this other child who got the diss put on him?
You know, my gut tells me non-African American without a doubt.
Definitely a white. Definitely white. Because yeah. Whose mom presses charges over a diss? What in the Drake is going on?
I mean, Drake is suing, so.
But he's not suing. Even I'm not even going to do that to Drake because he ain't suing Kendrick.
True. That's true. I mean, is that illegal? Is that considered?
Terroristic threats. You think dude is a terrorist?
What is considered a terroristic threat?
Black people ain't terrorists.
I know, but...
But we do make terroristic threats all the time.
Well...
I blow this bitch up! I burn this motherfucker down!
That's a terroristic threat?
They not finna do it, though! Yes, it's a terroristic threat!
Well, then there... There was a terroristic threat in the song, but
it was a song. He could have beat his ass, but
correct. I mean, as a mom, I just think that's whack. Like, if somebody makes a diss track for my daughter, we dissing them back.
We going to the stew.
What do you mean?
How much the stew cost?
Let's go.
We all know somebody that make beats.
Let's record an album. Like,
against him.
Stop it.
Let's put this shit out.
Let's get rich
off
this.
Pass it out.
You going to start a whole career.
Oh, no. We finna talk. Oh, man. We finna go past your house like niggas do on Instagram and shit. Like, I'm in your hood, nigga.
Period. Go viral on TikTok. Like, come on.
I went to his house. He ain't even come outside. All this type of shit, man.
Right.
Bitch ass parents, bitch ass nigga, little kid, all the way around, dog.
The only way, let's play devil's advocate real quick.
Okay.
What was he doing to the other kid? Like, was he bullying him? What had he been, had it been ongoing? Like, who was the bully here?
I don't know, but if it got to the point where his parents was like, do not fight him.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, because it said, advised him against physical retaliation.
Retaliation.
So okay. There was a shot sent. I don't know what this other nigga did, this white nigga did. He did something. And this is the retaliation for that.
I want to know who started it.
Dude had to. If it's retaliation. We don't know all the facts, so
exactly.
We're going to say, ooh. It was all kept in words, though, is my thing.
Yes, agreed.
Do you think he really finna go over there and do some shit because he said it on here?
I mean, if I was a parent and I was being petty and this is my kid's bully, then maybe I would, like, do anything
call
to
the
destroy
police?
Their life.
Destroy their life?
I'm sorry. Is that wrong?
I was just going to ask you, like.
They attacking my child.
Okay. But you just said, like, you going to. Diss them back. Like, we'll write some shit.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to put myself in the position of a mother who would do that. But then also, like, what about the other
kid
parent?
Ain't got bars?
Nah, we gonna have some bars.
Yeah, we finna sure. We finna get some bars, nigga. Get on ChatGPT and be like, how do I diss this nigga?
Man, we're about to start a whole record label off of this. Like, somebody please diss Brave on a track.
Oh, man. Nigga.
What? It's going down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shit. Oh, man. Speaking of a send-off, here's one right here. I forgot to put this one in here, but.
But as we be gatekeeping our culture, and I don't know why we be doing it, but I'm about to start letting the secrets out because it's getting warmer, and I'm sure tourists are going to be coming, so send this to a tourist. One thing that's amazing about our city that we don't talk about is our train system. So Chicago has its regular trains, like the yellow line, the brown line, the blue line. Those are kind of just the normal trains. But something a lot of tourists don't know is that we actually have specialty trains in the city, our red line and our green line trains. The people in the city call them luxury trains. What? And it's actually just like a great experience. It's a great way to see the city. This is the green line train heading west. This is our red line train going south. You'll see sometimes they have dining options, but most times they have entertainment. Like there'll be like a lot of entertainment on the red line. This is the last cart on the red line. So when you get down there, you have to go all the way to the end. And because it's usually dinner time, they'll usually do this a little bit later at night. So you probably want to come a little bit later at night. Now, tickets do go fast for the red line train. So when you get down there, somebody might say, yo, check it out. They're just checking in and out. Of-
oh, man. That is the ultimate send-off.
Oh,
like
when
he was talking
God.
About it, I was like, oh, he must be talking about like the South Shoreline or some shit like that. I was like, oh, hell no.
I'm like the Metro, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, wait a minute. The red line and the green line are the luxury lines? I mean, I know we've been gone a while, but...
Now, I've been on the red line since we've been gone, nigga. Like, no.
Insane. It would be funny if people actually follow.
I hope people do that shit. I don't hope nothing bad happens to them, but I hope they realize the send-off. Like,
right.
What was he talking about? I hope they go to the booth and try to talk to them about it. Like, so when does the dining car get in?
Right.
Check it out. Oh, that's what they was talking about.
Listen, some people going to lose their lives and they things.
Oh, no.
Seriously. But I will say, I don't think that people would fall for it because they're going to search Red Line Chicago, yeah. Green Line Chicago. And when they do, they will learn.
And 9 times out of 10, if they get on the Red Line, it's going to be like downtown area-ish. So
right.
You ain't necessarily, but they say go at night. Don't go ahead. Go
ahead. It don't really matter, I think.
Oh man.
Where are you going? Just
yeah. All right, man. Let's get into sports. Mm-hmm. So old Uncle Shay Shay.
Oh my god.
Tisk tisk tisk.
Nah, this one hurts for real.
They trying to take down Shannon Sharp. We don't.
Who's
been
that?
Shannon Sharp has been accused of rape by his ex-girlfriend. She's suing him for $50 million. There's been a back and forth with text messages, audio, all this stuff. On the show, we don't believe in what people say. We believe in evidence. So we ain't even really going to get on that. Outside of that, people are coming at Shannon Sharp for saying, dating someone much younger than him. Breakfast Club had a little bit to say about that.
But that's not against the law because she was of age. So even though she was 19, that's not against the law.
This is a very, very messy situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's true and what's not true, but I have no idea why a 54-year-old man is dating a 19, 20-year-old. I know y'all like to be out here bragging about smashing these young things, but that's not a flex to me. You 54 years old. You should be laid up with your wife and kids, taking your cholesterol medicine, minding your damn business. We need discipline and stability. That's I ain't talking about just Shannon. I'm just talking about all of us in general. Men need discipline and stability. Find you one woman and settle your ass down, okay?
I agree with you, but it's not against the law. He can, as long as the person's over a certain age, it is not against the law. So legalities, that's not against the law.
I'm with you.
It don't feel right, but for himself, it's not against the law.
I'm with you. I'm just saying a 54-year-old man is supposed to be laid up with his wife and kids somewhere. Hell, maybe even have a couple of grandkids. I don't want to be chasing no young girl that's
54. Because what are the conversations like? What are the conversations? If I'm 54 and you 20.
That's what I thought about. Like, what are y'all even talking about?
I don't agree with it.
All right. Do you see, obviously, it's legal to date anyone 18 and older. Some states is weird about, like, consent and all that type of shit. But right. Overall, 18 and older, 18, you're considered an adult. You can vote, go to war, all that type of shit. Do you see any problem with people dating with a large age gap?
So... yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
Okay.
This might be a hot take. This might be an unpopular opinion. But for me personally, I do think it's weird to date someone that could be your son or your granddaughter. Or, you know, I just think it's kind of strange. Like, shouldn't you be looking at that generation as like your kids to nurture and support and help care for? I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But it seemed like people cool with it. I don't know. But I will say Shannon Sharp is not the first to do it. I know we're not getting on him, but I just wanted to be fair across the board, because if we're going to come at him about the age, then we need to come at a lot of white men in Hollywood first.
Yeah.
I think if the grape is not true, but
Yeah.
My take on the age gap, I just don't think you should date someone who you could be their parent. I think anything else is okay. Cool.
What's the gap, though? Because I consider it, like, I work with a bunch of younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And I say 12. I could be 12 years apart. I could be your dad. Like, scientifically, I could be your dad.
Maybe. Maybe it's about how old the person is. Like, if the person is maybe 25 and older, because it's like 18, 19, you still kind of, you don't know any. Like you said, the frontal lobe is not fully developed.
Yeah, 25.
So if your old ass is going to date somebody young, at least let them be older than 25.
Okay.
So they can be full grown. I think from there, it's like, whatever. It's not really creepy. I mean... I stand on what I said. Like,
okay,
if you, how much of an age gap? I don't know. If you 30 years older, like, okay, well, let's look at him. He was 60. He's 60.
Yeah, she's 19. 60. She's 19, yeah.
That's too wide for me.
41?
Oh, my God.
Damn. That's older than me.
41? That's grandparent shit. And I am a fan. I am a big fan of Shannon Sharp and Leahy Without Sin, Cast the First Stone. We listen and we don't judge.
That's the biggest crock of shit ever. We listen and we judge. we all listen and judge.
I am judging. I think I'm just disappointed because I look up to him. Okay. You know, I feel like he is a pillar in his voice. It's like, it's a strong voice. It's kind of a voice that we can trust. I don't know. He made it. He black. He made it. He got it out the mud. Did he get it out the mud?
Yes. Yes.
I love everybody who got it out the mud. I live for that.
And he was from country ass Georgia.
Yeah. See, oh, that's a big
deal. Yeah, and then he was like a late pick, and he just worked his ass off and got to the Hall of Fame, won a couple three Super Bowls.
It's safe to say he overcame racism. He's like
the top five tight end of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Okay. I feel like he's well-spoken. I mean, he's country.
Yeah.
But he's confident. I don't know. I'm a fan, and I hate to see it. My God.
I guess I'm like, first I'm gonna do like the legal shit, like, okay, it's legal. I personally wouldn't date anybody 40 years younger than me, like that's, but I ain't never been 60 either. So I don't know how niggas feel or whatever the fuck like that. I don't think there's anything wrong with him fucking a 19-year-old. I mean, but to be your girlfriend. Hey, you rich? You want to fuck some young bitches? What's the point of being rich?
Okay.
If you're single.
Because when you're 60, you're going to be fucking someone 3 years younger than
you. Yeah. And I signed up for that. That nigga's he's single. He's single and he just got rich.
Can you imagine what it's like to be single at 60? Like, shouldn't you be settled? Shouldn't you have some kids? Does he have kids?
Yeah, he got kids. They grown. Well, he's 60.
I mean, he might be happy as hell. I don't know.
He is happy as hell. He happy as fuck till now.
But who gonna, I guess his kids to take care of him.
He said he ain't getting married no more neither. So he's just like, he out here fucking, he fucking young girls.
Little girls.
I didn't want to say little. Young women. He's fucking young women. It's well within his right. I acknowledge that it is creepy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, man, do you, bro? I don't know. You rich? You don't want to fuck old women? Okay. How low? So he's 60. What you thinking? 40? 35? 30?
I think he should stop at 30.
Stop at 30?
That'd be my reco for him. Like, I think that's a lot. That we're being very generous still. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you think about Drea and Tracee Ellis Ross?
Oh man. Them my girls.
They like young niggas.
Okay, well, I don't know. Tracee didn't say how old. So
she said not niggas in her. So she 50. So what's she got to be talking about 30. 30-year-old niggas. Oh, Drea nigga.
What's the age gap?
The same age as her son. She 40. He 24.
Yeah, but
Is he 24? I don't think he's 24.
I think he, but that's less than, she's less than 20 years older than him. So she was a young mom, obviously. Mm-hmm. Which is,
Basketball Wives, right?
Yeah, she was on Basketball Wives.
Okay.
But she was a young mom, so.
Oh yeah, Jalen Green, 23. He just turned 23. So he was 22 and she was 40.
Listen,
18 years old. She had a 18 or 19 year old.
She might be the exception to the rule for a couple of reasons. One, she was a young mom. It's not like she was like me, like 34 having her first baby. Like, no, she's... Mm-hmm. She was 18 when she had a baby. So, like, there, the age gap isn't that big, especially if you compare to our boy.
No,
Shay
it's
Shay.
Not that big.
It's really not that big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, the technicalities of it all, the principalities of it all. I mean, I don't know that I would do that. But one of the other reasons I kind of feel like it's whatever, Drea, she looked the same age as the boy. I mean, they look really great together. That's not a good reason, but...
Shannon Sharp don't look 60.
But he don't look like he belong with Lil Bit. Okay?
That's just because he a big swole nigga and she white.
It's also because he's way too old.
Okay.
He is an uncle. He's an uncle.
I mean,
if I'm an auntie, he's a great uncle. Yeah.
Hey, hopefully them allegations ain't. But outside of that, man, do what you want to do.
What I you would. Think about I would Drea? Not
live your life, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Do you think it's weird?
Yeah, it's
you do?
It's weird to be the same age. Like, I'm thinking of it from, like, the son's perspective. Like,
if your mom
like,
had
we the same fucking age,
a boyfriend
dog.
Your age.
Yeah, that'd be fucking weird.
You wouldn't like that.
I'd be like, I would look at her different, but, you know, I ain't gonna kick up no dust about it and shit. Cause
you
that's,
wouldn't?
No, oh, you doing you, bro. You've been fucking for a long time.
Okay.
Look, this is what you want to do. It's weird as hell. That's all I'm gonna say with it, but, like, if we want to turn it around, I would not like Shannon Sharp dating our daughter.
Hell no.
She was fucking 19 and shit.
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah, he rich and all that shit, but it's like, I know what this nigga's doing. Like, I wouldn't like it, but that's what the fuck you doing. That's what the fuck you doing, man. It's like, what can you do about it? It's not illegal. As long as you wasn't like grooming and shit like that, like, you gonna live and learn and shit, man. I hope you come up off this.
Live and learn.
Yeah.
Sick. He should have learned by
no,
now.
No, I was talking about a daughter, not
oh,
him.
Oh.
Oh, well, he learning right now. He getting learned. He Ooh. Learning like a motherfucker.
He learning today, Lord.
Dr. Umar told his ass. Mm.
Yeah. If my daddy was dating a girl my age, it wouldn't be good. I would kick up all types of shit.
Oh, shit.
It would. I would
my daddy is.
It wouldn't happen. It would be over. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
That's cool.
It's a hell no for me.
My dad is.
Well, and that's cool.
Show ass. That's your dad.
I like her.
Yeah, she cool.
I like her.
So what if she was cool?
I don't know. I know.
Oh, that age gap is way bigger though.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That age gap is way bigger. That's my point. My daddy was an old daddy. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he was 30 when I was born. Like, please.
Yeah, my daddy's same age as Shannon Sharp. But I'm an old nigga, though. So it's different.
You 40. 20 years.
All right, man. Let's get into it. So I want to ask you. What is your thing with unsolicited matchmaking? You fucking love this shit. Why are you always trying to hook up people in relationships so much?
First of all, I don't just walk around making matches.
You lying. You be trying to do that shit all the fucking time. You be like, ooh, cute. Should they talk?
Listen, I just so happen to have some friends that I just believe are really beautiful and really great mm-hmm. people. And it's always nice if you have a referral. So if I...
Referrals do make it easier.
Yeah, exactly. You and I were referrals, technically.
So was you doing that before us? Or like did us like ignite the flame of you like, I want to do that shit for everybody?
Well, I think the reason I do it is because it's your friends. So it's like people that you bring around that I'm like...
Oh, they... They plugged.
Could this... I'm just like, could it be? Could it be? I mean, for example, the couple that I'm responsible for, their marriage and a baby.
She 1 in 30.
I haven't. I'm 1 in 1. I haven't had any other.
that you tried, you lying.
I don't know. No, let's just focus on what I've done.
Okay, let's focus on that. So you only need one championship.
The only reason that happened, now I didn't, all I do is bring people together. It is up to them to then move forward. Okay, mm-hmm. Them and the Lord. So all, my friend was visiting us.
Yeah.
And we was hanging out. You know, we didn't feel like going outside. We wanted to kick it and drink. And I'm like, oh, Chris's friend.
So you tried to Uber Eats a nigga.
He's always over. He's always here. Why doesn't he come by now and meet my girl? Because I asked her, I was like, do you want me to have Chris invite one of his friends over? I mean, what's the point of having a man if you can't, like, tap somebody in his circle for one of your friends? You ain't got nobody.
You know what? I really appreciate you saying that.
What?
Yeah, because niggas feel the same way. Like, shit, she got friends? Like, not no more, but like early on in dating, like, yeah. Try to set your friends out. I did.
If you, but I'm only trying to do it if it's like good people, like decent.
Oh yeah,
people.
Niggas unsolicited matchmaking is way different.
Yeah, I'm not facilitating booty calls. Nobody needs help. Oh, yeah, nobody need help with that.
Niggas need they help. Got it. Niggas need help.
I'm not helping them.
Oh man,
my friends don't got to worry about a thing, and that's all that I care about. Sorry.
I ain't trying to set nobody up in no relationship. I'm trying to get a oop to my boy. But right on the box.
Excuse me. You're not open with my friends.
Okay.
They're your sisters.
They don't like dick.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My friends have them. All right. That's cool. All I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it's a difference in philosophy. Like, I guess you're Martin Luther King, I'm Malcolm X. Mm.
I don't
like
that.
By any means necessary.
I don't like that. Because I like Malcolm.
You nonviolent. I want them to be together. I'm like, I want them to hit. And then, you know, let's see what happens after that.
No.
It's both. They can both. I mean.
No.
No. Mm-mm. That's hate.
It's not. I would never stand in the way.
Okay.
I would never stand
so
in
you,
the way.
So you've never done that. You know, that's usually the ugly friend to do that.
No, I have never stood in the way. Now, if a friend asked me a direct question, because here's the thing. If she wants to know, she can find out. Like, she just got to ask me and I'll tell her my evaluation if I know this person.
I'm going to be very vague in this. You did hate. And I don't think you hated on purpose. You hated on one of our guests one time.
Listen.
He was putting in work the whole night. And then he was like, oh, he could take her home. And you was like, nah, she can sleep over. We was like, no. You remember that?
I wasn't trying to do that.
That's what I said. I don't think he was trying to.
I had no knowledge of that. I just wanted my friend to feel comfortable to stay. And she didn't know this guy at all. So I didn't want her to feel
that, like, was the vouch. We was the vouch.
Okay. But I just wanted to put that out there that she could stay. I wasn't trying to stop anything.
Yeah, I didn't think he was. It just happened and we was like.
But that was God's plan because he's now married with the baby.
Yeah, they married too.
Okay. So, and not to her. Not to my friend. Yeah. So I was doing the Lord's work that night. We just didn't know. But typically.
But who said that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
Yeah.
Don't get in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Move around.
I was just looking out for him. You know what I'm saying? He could have smashed or whatever.
I looked out for him. How about that?
Okay.
And I didn't even know it.
Yeah, you did. For real.
I didn't know it.
No, I'm saying you looked out for him for real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was the Lord. That wasn't me. Because I didn't even know. No, I don't hate or block.
Yeah, you don't need to be talking to this bitch.
I don't listen. Everybody is an adult. Everybody can do what they want to do. If my friend asks me a direct question, I'm gonna give a direct answer. But if my friend don't ask, she don't want to know because she don't care because that's what she's on.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
All right.
I wish everyone the best, and I hope everyone has children and falls in love. Everyone that I introduce to each other.
The rest of the world, fuck them.
Oh. I do wish that for the rest of the world, because it would be a much better place, I think. A happier place. There would be less violence, less anger, jealousy.
Like if everybody was married?
If everyone had, like, love.
Oh, okay.
A significant other. I don't know about Mary, because half of them going to be miserable.
A little bit.
Kind of shitty acting. We need everybody, like, in the honeymoon phase of a relationship. Now that's the fun society, I think.
Yeah. God's laughing.
Right. Like, she cute as hell. Bless her heart, right? Like how I be looking at Brave. Okay, sorry.
Raven Simone was talking to her wife about moving in and all this type of shit. I'm not gonna paraphrase what they say, because I'm gonna be lying. Here you go.
I'm sure there were a lot of marriage expectations placed on you by yourself and society that you brought into our marriage. Name one that has been obliterated.
First of all, I had no idea that I married Jack Black, because that is such a obliterated. Anyway, I think it would have to be the bedroom situation.
Oh,
you're about to tell. I think we should.
Okay, let's tell him.
I think let's normalize it. So we recently moved, and as we were decorating our house and realizing that we had less and less in common with our interior design, and you are such a sporadic, bizarre sleeper. And I was like, we should have separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
And then we can each decorate our bedroom as we want, number one, which is great. And we aren't fucking each other's sleep schedules up. Primarily, you're not fucking mine up.
Well, I remember when we got engaged, we slept in my old house. You told me that when you woke up, my ass was in your face.
One night, you literally flipped your... I thought you were awake, because it was so violent. Like, you were sleeping on your side away from me. You flip yourself up and over. You like kind of sit up, and then you put your entire ass like on my face. No. Both cheeks were suffocating me. Like you just boom, like it was impact. And I was like, this is going to be a challenge.
So now we've decided that I'm sleeping in a separate room from you.
And I'm sleeping in a separate room from you.
Yeah. And when we need each other for any reason,
we text.
So they sleeping in beds, like they ain't been married that long. They sleeping in beds early in the marriage, different beds. Sleeping in different beds early in the marriage. I know some married couples, when they get older, like old as hell, they might split off into separate rooms and all that shit.
My grandparents did that.
But I wonder, what age is that where I'm sick of this nigga? I'm moving out.
Listen. Okay, I'm not saying this about Raven Simone at all.
Okay,
in her, in their relationship,
the goat, one of the goats,
right? You know, I'm not coming at her, but I will say, I feel like getting in the bed together at the end of the night is like one of the best things about being married, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I'm mad at you, I'm happy to have your energy and presence, like, by me.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting into bed off the strength of like, we mad at each other. I hope she don't want me in here. It's my bed too, nigga. I'm in this bitch.
It never happens. You haven't noticed that? Shoot.
Because I be damn like the motherfuckers on TV. Even people I know, they be like, I had to sleep on the couch. You got your fucking mind.
Well, you know what? The Lord saw fit to give you the right one, because I've never had an urge to tell you to. If anything, I will sleep somewhere else. I'll fall asleep somewhere else. But it's I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I pass out on the couch or some shit like that. I'm not getting in this fucking bed.
I mean, as you should, it's your bed. Like, yeah. I don't know. That's weird to me. But I mean, some people sleep in separate beds because of snoring and like uncomfortable. I read that the reason, you know, they separated rooms, I guess Raven is like a wild sleeper. And the wife woke up with Raven's ass in her face one time, and like, but it wasn't. They wasn't doing nothing.
I thought about moving out one time where you hit me in my fucking eye in your sleep. And I was sleeping. I was just like, I'm going back to sleep because I got to go to work. But if there is, if I got a black eye in the morning, I'm moving out the room and I'm calling the fucking authorities. This nigga stole on me in my sleep. And I don't know if she was really asleep.
You was going to call 12 on me?
I wasn't. It was a joke.
Okay. You
was awake and stole on me. I'm calling 12.
Fair enough.
Pressing charges.
You Damn.
I want to press everything. I'm going to drop them.
You would?
But you got to learn. Yeah, because fuck, we going to be paying for that shit together.
Oh, you're not going to leave me? We not getting divorced. If I hit you and you caught a
I don't know. Was you trying to kill me? Or you just stole on me?
You know what? This will never be our life. I don't.
You heard it here.
No, I mean, I would tell my nephews to press charges. Absolutely. A bitch hit my nephews. Caught a police.
Because as soon as you raise your voice, you going to jail. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Call the police, man. You can't be around here beating up women and shit like that.
Absolutely not. But I will call the police on your ass, so yeah. I get it. That's cool. Yeah, but the separate room, I don't like that. I really don't.
I was
like
gonna
that.
Say, I was gonna ask you, do you ever think there'll come a time?
Well, I'm not gonna ask you because you just told me that there was a stipulation in place.
Well, you know, you a wild sleeper too, dog. Like you've been better as of late, but the ass in the face, you did that shit like last week. I was like, what is she doing? I just woke up, you was on my chest. And I was like, you know I got asthma.
Oh,
I was like, she, you know, I'm thinking you trying to do something. But I was like, oh, she's asleep.
I don't, you know what? I guess if your snoring was, because your snoring is annoying.
Okay.
But it's not insane. And if I like. 'Cause
we go back and forth, nigga. Are you gonna put your business out there?
I don't believe that I snore if I'm not ill. If I have a cold.
We ask every one of our friends that you fell asleep on their couch if you snore or not. Let's do it.
I haven't heard that I snore.
Now, your snore don't be bad there, but I can't complain about nobody snore. Like, I don't. Like, I'm out here. I don't know. I might need the CPAP, too.
Maybe. But typically when I nudge you, you know, and then you turn over on your side, you're fine. So normally you snore when you're on your back.
Okay. And I never started out that way.
No.
So.
I mean, it's been fine for me. But if you could not stop, if you couldn't control the volume of your snore.
If it gets to that point, then I'm going to go ahead and do the sleep study and shit like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. If you sound like a chainsaw.
Darth Vader.
I'm definitely moving out the room.
Because, shit. D said he's sleeping better than ever with that shit. I'm like, damn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it still the Darth Vader thing? Or it's probably like modernized.
Yeah, I don't think it make a lot of noise now.
Okay.
But, you know, it's quieter than a snore.
Hello. You're probably getting all kind of good sleep. Can you imagine?
Yeah, like, he's like, man, I feel so fucking refreshed.
Maybe I should see somebody to shit. Wake up feeling refreshed.
Yeah.
You be feeling refreshed when you wake up?
On days I don't drink. Yes. I feel very refreshed.
You know
refreshed.
What? You do go to bed at a decent hour. I think that.
Yeah, old nigga shit. I'm an ON.
But you wake up refreshed. Something I need to learn. I be on my phone.
Yeah, get off that scrolling. Phone, man. And shit, start drinking some tea. What you call it was saying, take magnesium before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Magnesium does help you sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out Chris. He was talking about that. Take magnesium before you go to bed. Yeah, I've been drinking that tea. Yeah, we on some old shit. But I've been drinking elderberry and lemon balm tea and shit. I was fucking up and drinking that shit at work, and I was like, God damn, I'm sleepy as hell. And I was like, oh, I should be drinking this shit at night.
Wow.
Yeah, so that shit been, it been decent.
Okay, I'm going to make a cup tonight.
All right, man, you had a question that you wanted to ask. You want to ask me.
Yes. Well, it's a question that I want both of us to answer.
Okay.
So what is one thing that you want everyone to know about being married? Or like about marriage?
It ain't for the weak. Mm. It ain't for the weak. And it's very hard. However, it shows you who the fuck you are. And it just makes you work at a... All in all, it just makes you be a good teammate. Whatever you thought you was doing, whatever you think you are, you ain't no shit. You got to go up some more levels that you don't know you have or don't even think you have or anything like that to make the shit work. And I know that I'm making it sound bad, but it's just, that's what it is. Anybody you see on fucking Instagram that's happy and shit like that, these niggas have been going through some shit and have been putting shit together to get to that Instagram picture.
They put in work.
They put in lots of work. They found out hard truths about themselves and their significant other that they didn't fucking know about. And they reevaluated if they want to be there or not and made the decision to be there because they wanted to fucking be there and make it work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that is amazing advice that everyone should know before they get married.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was good, babe. I like
y'all seen Married with Children? It's like that.
Okay. What does that mean? I'm going to ask ChatGPT what that means because I didn't watch Married with Children.
It was a joke. Okay. What do you have to say?
So many things that I could tell the ladies of the world, but I think the biggest thing that I would say is, you know how people say the key to marriage is communication?
Mm-hmm.
I would modify that. I would say the key to marriage is compromise. And like in real life, like as in there is no, I am right and you are wrong. There is, I feel like this. You feel like that. What do we do? The compromise. Mm-hmm. Like, but to even get there, you have to understand that your feelings are not facts and that, you know, you react, everyone reacts differently to stimuli. And now we've joined two people, two worlds, two views together. And we have to respect both. If not, one of the partners is going to feel shitty or both.
Mm-hmm.
And bad things will come. Nothing good is going to come from that. So that's what I would say to the people.
Okay. I fuck with it, man.
Period.
Let's get to some more fun shit.
Okay.
All right. Should I bring up the new segment? Yeah, let's bring that up first. So, start a new segment with the guests, and when D gets back, I'm going to ask him one of them. But it's called Scaring the Girls Moment. This came up with a conversation that I was having with our past guests. Shout out Big Chris and Jameson.
Hey, y'all. But
the Scaring the Girls Moment. Not the Scaring the Hoes Moment. Scaring the Girls. You know,
Thank you.
A moment where you're at a kickback, a house party, or whatever, outside, and a dude made the girl so uncomfortable that they wanted to leave or they left. Like, we've all been in these moments. Mm-hmm. Some guys have been that guy. Mm-hmm. I've probably been that guy a few times before. Mm. But some guys have witnessed it. All women have either witnessed it or been in that shit. Especially if they've dated three niggas. So, I want to ask you, what is your scaring the girls? Or should I go first?
I want you to go.
Okay. So, one time, I was in high school. Shout out my boy, Rob. Got to differentiate. I know a few Robs. But
right. I'm like, which one?
He ain't listening. But, my boy back in the past. So, we were at the bus stop talking to these girls. And it was a Saturday. So, you know, the buses is coming, like, not as often. We was on 79th from Walcott. The bus is not coming as often. So, we sitting there talking to them, shooting shit with them. The bus comes, and this nigga waves the bus off. They was so fucking mad.
Oh, my God. Is this your godbrother?
No. Okay. That's why I was like, I got to differentiate. This is a dude I went to church with.
All right.
They was so fucking mad. I was dying laughing. They was mad. They ain't want to talk no more. I ain't even care. That was the funniest shit. Because I didn't even think he would, but he do shit like that.
Y'all ain't had nowhere to be?
Nah.
See.
We was fucking around.
See.
They was trying to go home.
Yeah, that's an excellent example.
I think I had rolled my bike or some shit like that. I had to. Or maybe I was waiting on the ride. Whatever. But for some reason, I didn't need that bus, even though that bus goes to my house. I don't know what I was doing, but I just know he waved that bitch off. They was like, no!
Oh, my God.
I was bent over laughing, dying. They was so fucking mad.
That's so rude.
I think I was like 16.
What if, I mean, well, what if you had somewhere to be?
Oh, he did that? We fighting.
But because your friend did it, it was
I ain't
funny.
Saying he, it was so funny because it was just like, why would you
ridiculous.
Do that? It was so fucking ridiculous
and
to
very,
do that
very
shit.
Rude.
And it was on brand for that nigga. Mm. So it was just like, that hell no. Nah.
And you were 16? Oh, that was your shit.
I was dying. I would have never did that shit, but that shit at that point was the most hilarious shit ever. They was so pissed.
I feel my blood boiling, honestly. I can't really laugh with you because I would have been them.
They was hitting them and shit.
Hey, oh. Yeah. Yeah. I would have.
And they had like multiple buses to catch to get like that when they that absolutely. Was their first bus.
Oh my God. Horrible. Late to work, late to wherever.
Yeah, niggas had to take that to get to the Western bus and hit that over. Mm-mm. Bogus.
Trifling. All right.
You got a scaring the girls moment.
So my scaring the girls moment, there's this guy. I'm like, I was out of college, I think. Okay. I was probably like fresh out of college. So like 22. There was this guy that I met on the train, Metra. And, you know, all was well.
The safe train.
And he had a good job. He was a stockbroker. I was like, okay, something different, you know? But he was texting me a lot and like getting like double texting me when I wasn't texting him back fast enough. He was like, you know, I just really like you.
So you've been doing that shit for years.
Huh?
You're not texting back?
Listen, it is not.
I thought it was me.
I just get distracted. I be doing other things. Like, you know, you're living life. You're not just sitting around texting. So, but I hadn't known him that long. I knew him like a week. So I was like, he's weird. I'm not going to deal with him anymore. But I talked to my friends. I'm like, one day I'm on the phone with my friends. this is the same week that he did his weird texting stuff. And I told my friends, like, I'm done with him. Like, I'm not going to deal with this guy anymore. And they were like, you don't give people chances. You're mean. You're so harsh.
Anytime friends do that, it'd be for the wrong nigga.
Absolutely. Because lo and behold, there's a beep on the line. And I click over, and it's this man's wife.
Not the wife.
The wife. I mean, I was shocked and appalled.
Came to you as a woman?
Absolutely, she did. It was kids was in the background. She was black.
Damn, kids.
I heard kids laughing in the background. She told me that they had been together 18 years. That
how old was dude?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think he was in his like late 30s. He was older.
18 years.
She said they
them motherfuckers been together since high school.
Maybe that's why he kept cheating.
Not Donnell Jones.
She said that he had done this to her before, and that they got into church, and he had a new life and turned a new leaf, and it had been.
And years. You triggered him.
I didn't trigger nobody.
You had your titties out.
Hell no. You know what's crazy? I had just come from the gym. I used to go to, there was an LA.
Oh, so you had that tight shit on.
No, I had
I'm not saying it's your fault, but it's just.
Listen, I am sitting on the bus, sweaty, yeah. Like literally, niggas not the like bus, that. The train.
Niggas like that.
Okay. Really?
Like, damn, she glistening.
Oh. Well, if he likes sweat, then I was his girl, okay? But it was just like a t-shirt. And like, I didn't have on cute workout clothes. These are like.
I had some bullshit.
Some ratchet workout clothes, like an old.
Oh, yeah, that shit went out yet.
It probably was, but I think Fabletics was out. I just wasn't wearing that. Yeah. I had plenty of t-shirts and leggings. So I had on like t-shirts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the leggings. Yeah.
My hair, you know, I was wearing afro at the time. It was probably like just a crazy puff. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like, ooh, she looked disheveled.
Like, I was like, damn, like, am I that fine that he would try to talk to me right now?
They can see behind all that
I'm
shit.
I'm like, disheveled. I did look disheveled. But yeah, so that, in that moment, I learned a lesson.
Maybe she got low self-esteem.
Oh, maybe he thought because he had money. I don't know. It's not for me. But I was like, wow, she forgave him for cheating. And then like almost a decade later, he cheats again. Hell no. I'm not doing that. I would. You just got to leave.
Two times in 10 years.
That he got caught.
We don't count the crimes that.
Yeah, that was. Got to go with your gut.
Scared the girls away.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. This is another thing that we're doing with guests. So, say you're on death row, getting your last meal. What you got? Because I've done mine already before. Refresher. I got mac.
What?
Mac and cheese, fried chicken,
what?
Ribs,
what?
Tang beef,
what?
Jumbo shrimp from Goose Island,
what?
And triple chocolate cake.
Mm.
Going out with sugar.
Right? Okay.
What you got?
All right, I'm going to expand mine a little bit from deep dish Giordano's cheese pizza.
You going Giordano's? Okay.
I do. Giordano's was my first stuffed pizza experience.
I mean, I think that's everybody's.
Really?
Yeah.
People be trying to, but y'all be hating on Giordano's though, especially you.
I'm just saying it's way better pizza out here.
Listen, the Giordano's sauce is classic and the cheese is amazing. Like, come on. And it's a lot.
Yeah, and then you fucking go into a coma. So? After that shit, so
that's
if he dies, he dies.
This is what it's for. So, anywho, that's definitely what I want. I also want the salmon from my favorite place. Yeah,
okay,
with the spinach and the Caesar salad, and I also want like a soft baked chocolate chip cookie
from what, like Doubletree or some shit.
Ooh, yeah. Chick-fil-A also has great cookies.
They be weird with their shit. Like, they be adding shit that I ain't fucking asked for in their cookie.
It's some oatmeal grains in there. And I like it. Oh, no. I would get a Dream Bar from Potbelly. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Or maybe it was like a Blondie Brownie Dream Bar. I mean, Potbelly has really good, like, brownies, Dream Bars, Blondies, like, some shit like that.
Potbelly's just... White people are too excited about it for me. And I was like, it's straight. Like, but y'all need to calm the fuck down. We ain't got to order this shit all the time.
No. No. Just like Quarter Bakery. I mean, their sandwiches are not great. Their salads and soup is fire.
Their salads is fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
They grew brave.
All right. Yeah, I used to be in that bitch all the time. Yeah. Man, salad from Corner. All right, so you got... You said the Dream Bar or the brownie. You can have all that shit if
Thank
you want
you.
It.
I'll take it all.
Okay.
These soft baked goods.
The salmon, the pizza, the spinach, and then all the desserts. What else?
A large waffle fry from Chick-fil-A with Chick-fil-A sauce and ketchup.
Really? Mm-hmm. Them the fries you dine with?
Damn. I mean, when you put it like that, I would take some Arby's curly fries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. From back in the day, though.
Okay, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's it.
Okay. That's a decent meal. That's a decent meal.
Thank you.
All right. All right, now, can you be bought? Mm. Can you be bought?
Nope.
Got one for you. Okay. Never hold a fart in for the rest of your life. Whenever it comes, you got to let it out. $5,000 a week.
$5,000.
Wherever you at, you got to fart.
So like you in a meeting at work.
Fart.
Or in an Uber.
Fart.
So it's a level of embarrassment that you're gonna have to. Or I would clean up my.
I don't know if you're going to work. It's. $260,000 a year.
I'm a fart. I will take the $5,000. I'm not gonna.
You still
going
to work?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fuck that fart. Fuck that job.
Hey, I mean,
y'all gonna fire me over this?
Listen, I would clean up my diet. I would stop eating things that cause gas, so that my farts will be silent and
or don't stink. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
In the name of the Lord, I want to lose weight anyway. It works.
I got you for the cheap because I was going to go to $10,000 next because I thought you might have been too embarrassed, but you cool with the $5,000.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm definitely farting.
I know you are.
Fuck. Like,
you're not cleaning up your diet either.
I'm not. And if anybody says something like, I got internal issues and shit.
Oh, not internal issues.
Yeah, I got internal issues. Like, y'all discriminate against me?
Oh, my God.
Fuck is you talking about? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I might clean up my diet a little bit.
It's a good excuse to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Use it as motivation.
But then now and then, niggas gonna feel that White Castle, though.
Ooh, Lord. You gotta stay home.
You gonna feel me.
You gotta eat White Castle at home if you gotta fart.
Nigga, I'm getting 5 bands at the end of the week. I don't give a fuck about y'all.
Oh, babe. Mm-mm. It's not right. Not in a car. When people fart on a plane,
that's bogus. Even though, like, some be slipping out when I go to sleep. I was like, oh shit, oh, man, that's here now. I wouldn't try to.
But it's just appalling when you're just sitting there minding your own business.
And you be knowing who the nigga it is. It's always be some white nigga.
I don't know who it is, but I be suspicious.
I be profiling. I just be like, it was that nigga.
Right,
it
right.
It was his
like,
ass.
You look like you let that shit out.
The only time I let that shit ride is if it's a baby or an old person. I be like, she probably pissing on herself. She can't hold it in that far.
I typically don't know where the source of it is coming from, but it is just a
I don't
shock.
Either. I'm just aiming at motherfuckers like it was him. Whoever I didn't like on the plane, it was you.
It's like I be wanting to throw up. Like,
because the fart don't dissipate for like 30 minutes.
It hangs in the air
30 minutes.
So you gotta like breathe the air in.
You gotta
hoodie.
Cut the fucking air on and shit.
Oh, the air.
And don't be on
high.
No fucking. Oh, I went to Vegas on a Spirit flight. Mm. The AC wasn't working. Oh, I was next to two girls who smell like beer. I was like, I could smell everything on this motherfucker. Oh, it's like God. I have super senses. I was like, this is crazy.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It was. Went for fucking Jared bachelor party and shit.
Oh.
Flew fucking Spirit. I was like,
it was no air?
Bullshit. No, there wasn't no air. And they was like pouring water out of like some 1 liter Dasani bottle. I'm like, I know that's regular water.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. That was a bad flight. I was like, I'm never not flying this motherfucker and not paying the extra $30 to sit up front. Fuck that.
I mean, the plane needs to have air.
Dog.
Just change
5-hour
my flight.
Flight.
Change my flight. I'm not getting
I off. Didn't know. I didn't know.
That should be illegal.
All right, man. Shout outs. This is when you speak this way.
Oh. Well, I want to shout out you.
Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, CJ, for having me on the show today. I want to shout out my friends. What about your friends? You know, we got together for Easter, my friends from high school, and our kids, to see our kids like playing together, it's just amazing and beautiful. So shout out to my besties, shout out to our kids, shout out to Brave, shout out to everybody Black that's out here being diverse and fighting for equity and to be included, okay? Shout out to us.
Is that all you get?
I think that's it.
Okay. All right, man. I want to shout you out. Thank you for coming in the clutch, man, because I forgot I had to record today. I done fucked up the schedule and shit. I was like, oh, damn. Okay. So thank you for stepping in and holding shit down, having a great show, man. I really appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
I want to shout out the listeners. Thank all of you for listening, for liking, subscribing, judging, commenting, big up and hating, all that shit, man. We appreciate y'all. Shout out D, man, best co-host in the world. Shout you out, man.
Yes. Happy belated.
I was just gonna say happy belated. Want to shout out Chris and Jameson, man, for the last 2 weeks, man. They held us down, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I guess they've been holding us down, man. Holding down D-Spot while he's out. Shout out sponsor Stokes Tobacconist. Shout out Hitman Podcast. Chris, what? MG5. What? Shout out Stacks 100, man. New song out, man. Thought after party, thought he was done with that. We going to be hearing Flintstones. He is going crazy on there. You're going to be hearing it as we talking to the shout outs underneath and at the end. Also, who else we got? Who else we got? Shout out Dreamers Clothing Line, man. I meant to have it on today, but I forgot. But but shout out Dreamers Clothing Line. Shout out Paris. Shout out Concrete Hustle. That's Stacks 100. Clothing Line coming soon. Also, shout out King O'Deezy, man. No, man. Come out with that music, man. We need more. We need more, man. Also, another friend of the show, artist who lets us play his music underneath when we are talking in the beginning and at the end. Other than that, again, shout you out, listeners. We really appreciate you. And we out.
Bye.
Don't be weird. This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.